الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا ضرر ولا ضرار أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, in the hadith sharif that I have read to you, a very short hadith consisting of just two or three words, yet a very comprehensive message delivered by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this specific narration, he said to his companions, La darara wa la dirar, which means that in religion or in any of your matters, there should be no pain, there should be no harm, wala dirar, and you should not try to give harm to others. That in as much as possible, Islam is a religion of benefit. Islam is a religion of peace and harmony. And in each and every respect, Muslims are encouraged to do those actions which prevent harm to others, prevent problems in society. What the ulama-i-kiram say about this hadith when they write about it in their own commentaries and they talk about this actual saying of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't talk about so much about the meaning of the hadith, but they are astonished at the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could deliver his speech. The way that the Prophet had the unique ability to say something of grave importance with very few words. And this is something which our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we call Jami Kalam. That he had the ability to say the most comprehensive of things, yet he could say it with a very few words. He could say it in a very small sentence. And this is one of those gifts that the Prophet had been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet himself said in another narration, أُعْتِيْتُ بِجَوَامِعِ الْكِلَمِ, that one thing which differentiates me from previous prophets and messengers is that I have been given comprehensive speech. We all know and we have read in the Holy Quran how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the many names that he has granted the beloved messenger, one of those names is Al-Ummi. And unfortunately there are some misguided Muslims who, when they try to translate the word Al-Ummis, ma'azallah, they suggest the word means ignorant, or it means illiterate, when referring to our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true meaning of Al-Ummi is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not taught by any fellow human. That there was no other human being who actually taught him how to read or write. Rather, this privilege of teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the meaning of Ummi is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself directly taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is only common sense, that otherwise if people try to translate Ummi as illiterate or ignorant, where is the sense that the Holy Quran is about to be revealed, the last guidance for the sake of mankind, the last words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pass on this Quran in the hands of an illiterate or ignorant person? That does it make sense that the book which is going to be the lasting guidance until Qiyamah would be given to a person who, ma'azallah, is illiterate or ignorant? So what we see with the word Ummi, some people try to see it as a negative thing, that it is shows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was less educated. Rather, the truth is that the word Ummi is one of the greatest compliments to our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it shows that he is extraordinary in the sense that his education did not come from any fellow human being or any university in this country or in any other part of the universe. Rather, it came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the truth is that the education that inspiration given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was divine. And so the words that the Prophet uttered, the words that he said, were very special and unique. And we see this time and time again in the Prophet's time. Once a companion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, he went through a period when he would write down everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say. And he would jot it down on a piece of paper. And the people of Quraysh, they saw that he was writing everything that the Prophet would say. And the people of Quraysh came to Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, and they said that, "Do you write everything down that the Prophet says? That every single time he says something, that you write it down?" And then the Quraysh people said, "Wa Muhammadun Basharun yatakallamu fil ghadabi war rida," despite the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only a man. And sometimes when he speaks, he might be angry, sometimes he might be happy. That if you look at our own speech, if someone was to write down everything that we said, then you would find a lot of it would be nonsense, a lot of it would not be any value, because sometimes we are happy when we speak, sometimes we are angry or we are in certain moods. So the people of Quraysh said to Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, "Why are you writing everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when he like us suffers from different moods?" And so Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, he stopped writing for a while. And before long, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself realized that his companion was not writing the words of his downer. And so he asked Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, that "You used to write down everything that I used to say, and now that I see that you have stopped, what is the reason behind this?" And Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, he explained to the Prophet that, "I used to write everything down, but the people of Quraysh, they stopped me. And they said to me that it is not perhaps of any benefit that you write down everything that he says." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Amr bin As, he said, "Uqtub, فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ مَا خَرَجَ مِنِّي إِلَّا الْحَقِّ." He said to Abdullah ibn Amr, he said that, "Write whatever I say. For I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing comes out from my mouth except the truth." Meaning that every single word that I say is truthful, there is no doubt in it. Whether I am in an angry mood, whether I am in a sad mood, whether I am joking with others, whether I am serious with you, every single word of me has a purpose behind it, has an intention behind it. Every word of mine is of guidance to you all. And so the Prophet encouraged his companions around him in later on in his life to write down everything that he would say. And this is a fact which we see in the Holy Quran itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wama yantiqu anil hawa," that your Prophet, he does not speak out of his own accord. "In huwa illa wahyun yuha," that every word he speaks is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we see from these examples and many other examples of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ability to time and time again say very short sentences yet mean so much. "Innama al-a'malu binniyat," all actions are judged according to intention. Time and time again we see that the Prophet, he could deliver this. Today in today's media we see that when we listen to the news, when we watch it on TV, then the media are always interested in sound bites. And what that means is that the news people have not got the time to listen or to record all of the interview and play that in the news later. They just want a small part of the speech, small part of the interview which they can use, which contains all of the information. And this is what they call a soundbite. And the better the politician, the better he is in delivering soundbites. And in that respect, we see that it was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was the real pioneer of soundbites. The ability to say things which was of grave importance and which had an effect on the listeners with the smallest amount of words. So we see our Prophet in that sense, he was very unique and special. And that, again, it is very difficult to draw comparisons with ourselves and our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this hadith, just to conclude, the Prophet said, "La darara wa la dirar," that there should be no harm to yourself in whichever way, whether that is physical harm, financial harm, spiritual harm, whatever type of harm it is, wala dirar, and a situation where you create harm for others. Whether that means that, for instance, the Prophet, just by these few words, he meant that if you are building a home, then you are, for instance, creating an extension in your garden, then you should first ask your neighbors for permission to actually do that extension, to make sure that you are not going to stop their sunlight, for instance, or you are not going to destroy their crops. And that is exactly what the Prophet was saying in these few words, that even on an international scale, that you do not act in a certain way, countries should not act, which creates harm between people. And so, time and time again, we see the guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is such beauty and eloquence in his words. May Allah give us the ability to understand his words and to act upon his beautiful sayings. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا فاغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.